Today I want to do something a little bit different. We've been in Psalm 36 for 3 weeks now. I believe you had a great message from Zach last week. If you missed it, you'll be able to check out the podcast from our website, and I heard lots of great reports about that message. We've been thinking about what it means to be wholehearted, to have our hearts made whole, to deal with the restlessness, the fear, the confusion, and to see God, to come back to God as our source of deep satisfaction, our source of protection, and our source of wisdom. And so we've been unpacking Psalm 36 with that in mind. Today I want to do something a little different, so you'll have to work with me. I know some people don't like different. I think you're in the wrong church if you don't like different. Because if we're going to be transformed, transformation means different. And God's in the business of changing us from glory to glory. So if you don't want to be changed, you'll have to have that conversation with God, because that's his agenda to change us. So we've been looking at these three aspects of Psalm 36. God is our satisfaction for our restless heart. God is our protection for our fearful heart. And God is our wisdom as we learn how to fear him and to live in the fear of God. But today I want to do something different, which is to actually look at the whole psalm and look at the flow of how it goes. And we're actually going to do Psalm 36 today. We're not going to learn about it. We're going to do it. All right, here we go. Psalm 36 starts off with David being conscious of his circumstance. He has a message from God in his heart concerning the sinfulness of the wicked. There's no fear of God before their eyes. In their own eyes, they flatter themselves too much to detect or hate their sin. The words of their mouth are wicked and deceitful. They fail to act wisely or do good. Even on their beds, they plot evil. They commit themselves to a sinful course and do not reject what is wrong. Here is the circumstance in which David finds himself. That's David's circumstance. I wonder what your circumstance is. Today, each of us finds ourselves in a place. For David, this is a circumstance too big for him to change. He can't change the fact that there's evil men plotting wrong. And it's obvious that he's feeling really overwhelmed by this. He's really conscious of it. His attention is directed to all the evil and all the wrong around him. Today, the circumstance that you're conscious of might be external. You might be really conscious and grieved by things like racism, greed, abortion, human trafficking, pollution, the anti-God agenda that you see across the media. You might be really grieved by the suicide rate, by corruption, by poverty, by conflict, by the plight of refugees. Or there might be something else in your external world that is just weighing heavily on your heart and feels overwhelming, feels too big, feels just evil. So your circumstance might be external, or it might be internal. You might be in the midst of a relational conflict. You might be struggling financially. You might have deep hurt. You might have a persistent sense of unworthiness, that I'm just not good enough. There's something wrong with me. You might be feeling like life's futile and pointless, and wondering about suicide or even thinking self-harmful things. You might be deeply disappointed with God or with other people, or you might be feeling disillusioned. You might be struggling to even believe. There might be despair, lust, addiction, anxiety or depression. I don't know what your circumstances are, the things that feel overwhelming, but both external and internal things can feel really, really weighty. It might be physical illness that's not shifted. It might be unanswered prayer. For David, this overwhelming sense was the evil that he saw around him. It might be grief and loss. But something shifted as David did this psalm. Something shifted. And I believe today that there is going to be some breakthrough that we experience in a circumstance in our life as we do what David did. Not as we look at it at arm's length and think, oh, that's a nice idea, but as we actually engage in the circumstance that God has put on our heart. So I'm going to invite you to just to take a moment to close your eyes and to let the Holy Spirit speak to you or highlight an internal or external circumstance that he wants to work with you today. Come, Holy Spirit. Would you highlight a circumstance for each person whose heart is open to you? For me, as I prepared this message, I became aware of an internal battle with unbelief. You're not supposed to confess those things, are you? But there's some stuff that is just, it's just been a struggle to trust God for. And I can't shift it. I can't shift it. That's where we go. The second thing David did, and it's really, really noticeable, is that he had a shift of attention. David spends that first time with his focus on all the evil around him, and then something shifts and his attention is drawn where? To Yahweh. Your love, Yahweh, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the sky, your righteousness is like the highest mountains. Your justice like the great deep. Can you see him? Can you hear him? Putting his attention on the very things of God that address the stuff that he's been wrestling with. He's wrestling with the evil. He's wrestling with injustice. He's wrestling with things not being right. And so his eyes are on the God of love, the God of righteousness, the God of justice. And he begins to declare. And this is David's song. This is not just the thoughts in his head. He is singing out about the goodness of God, about the faithfulness of God. He's declaring, he's making it known. He's telling himself, he's getting it into his own being that this is who his God is. Yahweh, this is who you are. How priceless is your unfailing love, God. People take refuge in the shadow of your wings. I'm feeling all the evil around me, and that's what I'm reminding myself. Oh, there's refuge under your wing. They feast on the abundance of your house. You give them to drink from your river of delights. There's all that evil. Oh, but you, yeah, I get it from you, God. You are my source. With you is the fountain of life. With you. In you, in your light, we see light. Here it is. It's his wrestle. It's his song. It's his battle. It's his worship that directs his attention away from his circumstances and towards God. He reminds himself of God's character, of God's history, of God's promises, of God's justice, and of God's righteousness. He reminds himself of God's protection under his wing when he's afraid. He reminds himself of God's abundant provision. He doesn't start with a request. He doesn't start with a request. God, sort out the wicked. He starts with a declaration of who God is. And this is not a formula, but it's just a place to go when your circumstances feel overwhelming. Go to the character of God. It's interesting that he spends quite a lot of time in the character of God before he moves on to this next section, which is a request. Continue your love to those who know you, your righteousness to the upright in heart. May the foot of the proud not come against me, nor the hand of the wicked drive me away. He's spent time meditating on the person and the being and the character of God, and then he's brought his request. Don't let these evil ones overwhelm me, God. This is a request for breakthrough. Continue your love to those who know you. That word, the Hebrew word is yada. It's the know deeply, who know intimately. It's the same word as Adam knew his wife, Eve. It's recognize, observe, be acquainted with, acknowledge. Continue your love to those who've held on to your character. And lastly, there is that expectation. See how the evildoers lie fallen, thrown down, not able to rise. You'll be glad to know that there's an acronym there. That would make Brad happy, wouldn't it? And again, it's not a formula, but it's a relationship that David has with his God. You can't face difficult circumstances with a formula, but you can face difficult circumstances with a friend, with someone you know, because you've journeyed with them. In a moment, I'm going to invite our worship team to come, and we're going to worship over our circumstances. That circumstance that you identified, we're going to worship over those. If you need to sit down and write during this worship time, you are free to do that. I might just ask a couple of people. I've got just some place for you to write, for you to journal. For me, that's really helpful. As I worship, I often journal or write as I worship. I believe that there is going to be significant breakthrough as we stand and we worship over our circumstance. But I want you to allow God to... Don't gloss over the pain of the circumstance. Just allow yourself to feel that emotion. Holy Spirit, we're inviting you. We're inviting you. We're inviting you to come and to just allow us. Maybe it's that healing that you've longed for. Maybe it's the child to come home. This week, just this week, I've heard two testimonies from people I know and love and trust. One is a mother who has prayed for a lost child for 25 years, and she said to me this week, "My child is home, they're no longer using drugs or alcohol or smoking to medicate the pain. They're coming to me with their anxiety, they're asking me to pray for them. They've had such a shift in their life." I'm just sharing that testimony for those of you who've got ongoing heartache with lost children. Another one was a mum with a child who's been diagnosed with Asperger's, who said their family life was chaos. She said she got to a church service, was just desperate. She came to the front, she was worshipping and just crying out to God and saying, "God, I can't do this anymore." And she said as she wept and waited on God, she heard deep within her spirit, she heard the Father say, "The fruit of my spirit is peace." And she said that was like a peace bomb went off in their house. and her child has been completely different. More than a month ago. This is the God we serve. This is the God who invites us to worship over the things we can't shift. And who says, I will meet you as you turn your attention to who I am, as you bring your requests to me, as you make declarations with faith in your heart. And so I'm going to come here and I'm going to worship over my wrestle with unbelief, because I believe there's healing, there's physical healing that God's going to do here today. Some of you have been wrestling with, I heard testimonies of Lyme's disease being healed just today as well, or yesterday as well. Some of you have been wrestling with healing stuff and you're just disappointed. Just let God, let's worship over the things that need to shift, because today we're worshiping into breakthrough. Open your mouths and worship, because God has breakthrough for each of us over our circumstances. We are going to make a space here. If you want to stay where you are, that's great. If you want to come here, if you know you need, you're just desperate for a breakthrough, I'm just inviting us to come and worship together as we seek God.
As I was worshiping over our community, I saw God come and put laurels on our heads, laurels of victory. And I just want to declare over anyone today that has something going on in their brain or their mind that is not of God, whether it's a need for physical healing, spiritual healing, healing of trauma, healing of anything, I just invite you, if you'd like to receive healing today, to just put your hand on your head. And if you have people around them, if you want to lay hands on them, it doesn't have to be on their head. Don't hurt them. I'm just going to pray. Is that okay? And then we'll just go back into worship. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you are kind and that you are good. And that when you created us, you declared that we were good. And that our minds are good. And right now, out of my personal testimony, God, I know that you heal brains. And I know that you heal minds. And I will stand on that testimony right now and declare it over every single person here and in our wider community that there is healing being released right now. God, I thank you that trauma cannot stand in your presence. Physical, spiritual, or emotional cannot stand in your presence. And I declare over everyone's neural pathways right now, healing and rerouting in Jesus' name. New neural pathways to begin right now, God. And if there is any physical injury, I just declare peace over that area and regeneration in Jesus' name. Jesus' blood paid for everything. He paid for the things, all the sicknesses that they didn't even know about then. Because God knows us, because he made us and he knows us intimately. And over everyone, I just declare renewing of our minds. God, I just declare over this season, whether it's in community, in communication, in relationships, in anything, God, that we will just begin to experience a peace and a knowing that you are God, and noticing that our behavior and our thoughts are changing to become more aligned with you, God. God, I worship you because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen.
I know there's more breakthrough. I know there is more breakthrough. There's encounters that people need to have. And I feel like that wrestle with unbelief is the one that God's going after today. It's not that you don't believe in Jesus or that you don't, but there's a circumstance or one aspect of your life that you just find it really hard to think that God can make a difference to. If that's true of you, I'm going to invite you to come here, and then I'm going to invite the people who have faith, who feel strong in their faith in this season, to surround you. So if you've got an area of your life that you're finding it really hard to believe God for, maybe an area where you've been disappointed or had an unanswered prayer, I'm just going to invite you to come and stand. Just come and stand here. Don't let the moment pass. I know there are people here who need to experience a breakthrough in their ability to trust God. You've just got a place where you just think, oh God, I just don't think you can make a difference here. I just don't think that, I want to be able to believe you, but I can't. I want to be able to believe you, but I'm just struggling. Just inviting you to just move forward here. Just move forward. Is anyone else here who's just struggling with an aspect, struggling with a place where you're just finding it really hard to have any sense of expectation of the goodness of God? Just come and put yourself here, because your family is going to worship over you. And if you're part of this family or visiting and you know the goodness of God and you have faith to see breakthrough in the lives of these people, I'm going to ask you to come and stand around them. Come and stand behind them. Come and stand beside them. And just begin to worship as the worship team lead us in prayer and in worship. Just begin to pray and worship over them. You don't even need to know their circumstances, but you can just begin to declare the truth of God's character, the truth of His goodness, and we will see encounters. We will see breakthrough. God will bring a word from a promise, a reminder, a prophetic word. He'll bring something from His Spirit. As I worshipped, the word from Isaiah 51 just came into my spirit. So is my word that comes out of my mouth. It will not return to me void, but it will accomplish what I've purposed. And it will do the thing for which I've sent it. And so we're just declaring over you breakthrough, an encounter with the word of God. And I know there's people here who need an encounter, but who are still worried about what people think. Get yourself up and bring yourself here, because this is a place where God is going to meet you as your family worships over you. Thank you, Father. There's no unbelief in heaven. So we say to unbelief in Jesus' name, you go, you go. Just declare that the grace of God is sufficient. And Father, we receive afresh the gift of faith to trust you in the midst of the things we don't understand and can't explain, to trust you in the waiting. We receive from you grace, fresh grace, for breakthrough. And over your people, Jesus, we just declare we will be a people who bring our hearts to you. We will be a wholehearted people. Drink from your river of delights. We will feast from the abundance of your house. And we declare that to be true in Jesus' name.